You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. In this episode, we look at cancer care in the developing world. Cancer is a leading cause of death worldwide, killing nearly 8 million people a year. Yet about one third of these lives could be saved if cancer was detected and treated early. Screening programs to identify early cancer, such as mammography for breast cancer and pap smears for cervical cancer, are now available in many countries. However, three quarters of cancer deaths occur in developing countries, where the resources needed to prevent, diagnose and treat cancer are severely limited or non-existent. The International Atomic Energy Agency, also known as IAEA, and the World Health Organization have come together to produce a joint program on cancer control, which focuses on the needs of developing countries. Dr. Margaret Chan, WHO's Director General, explains what the IAEA brings to this program.
For public health, the complexity of cancer control increased enormously following the shift of the disease burden from wealthy to less affluent societies. As IAEA has brought to world attention, some 30 developing countries, including 15 in Africa, do not possess even a single radiation therapy machine. In some African countries, only 20% of patients survive cancers, such as cervical cancer, that are highly curable elsewhere in the world. IAEA offers unparalleled expertise in radiation medicine, a vital component of cancer diagnosis and treatment. For an agency that received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005, I find this a truly noble, peaceful use of nuclear energy.
The problem is most severe in sub-Saharan Africa, where 80% of the continent's 1 billion inhabitants live without proper access to basic radiotherapy and related cancer services. The IAEA calls on manufacturers of diagnostic and radiotherapy technologies to produce equipment that's more affordable and suitable for the challenging conditions in the developing world. Masoud Samiyai is the head of the Programme of Action for Cancer Therapy at the IAEA.
The main problem is that the countries don't have the resources to buy the equipment. The cost of equipment currently is high and is not within the budget available to many ministries of health. And even if they have plans, they will not be able to acquire all the equipment they need.
The IAEA is encouraging manufacturers to simplify their designs, to make equipment more affordable and more suitable to the conditions of developing countries.
Currently, a complete package for a developing country would cost $3-4 million in terms of equipment required to set up a radiotherapy clinic. We have now asked them to try to think of a $1 million package, a package that would include all those essential equipment and components, but would cost only $1 million at today's prices. I'm very pleased that we have received positive offers from at least two manufacturers that they are looking into such a package, and very soon they are hoping to put that in the market.
Dr. Olola Oneko is a gynecologist working at the Kilimanjaro Christian Medical Center, a teaching hospital in Moshi, Tanzania. The hospital offers a screening service with a new method called VIA, visual inspection with acetic acid, which means that the disease can be detected much earlier. However, once detected, the hospital has no radiation therapy and is therefore unable to offer further treatment.
In our hospital in Moshi, we would like to have radiotherapy units so that our women don't travel long distances to access help. We see very many women suffering from cervical cancer. After detection, we send them to Dar es Salaam Ocean Road Hospital, where they get radiotherapy. But unfortunately, most of them cannot access Ocean Road because of cost. Transport from Moshi, where I work, to Dar es Salaam is very far. It's about 7 hours bus drive. And this one makes most of the people who are not able to pay transport and they don't simply go there and in fact come back to our hospital, may die in the hospital or at home.
Dr. Onyeka went on to explain that having technology means nothing without well-trained and motivated staff to use it.
We still need resource people, which at the moment we don't have. We need oncologists, cancer specialists, which we don't have. We need technicians. The way forward is to, first of all, have units in our countries, in our teaching hospitals. These radiotherapy units would function, for example, as training oncologists. And through that, we think that we would manage cervical cancer far much better than what we are seeing today.
Adriana Velasquez from WHO's Department for Diagnostic Imaging and Medical Devices explains how WHO and the IAEA are working together with governments, the medical device industry, and health professionals to develop cost-effective solutions for the treatment and prevention of cancer.
Earlier this year, WHO launched a survey to identify, among other things, which countries lack medical devices, specifically equipment to treat and prevent cancer. We need to make sure that this equipment is really accessible and available to all those in need. Appropriate to the healthcare settings, doesn't matter if it's a country or a city hospital, and affordable to all those who provide the care. The International Atomic Energy Agency is not the only organization which is collaborating with WHO. We have agreed with the International Organization of Medical Physics to provide training to health personnel in the best use of this very important equipment.
This is one more area where WHO and partners are working together to develop training and mentoring networks and innovative public-private partnerships to improve public health. That's all for this edition of the WHO podcast. If you would like more information about cancer screening and treatment, there are links on the transcript page of this podcast. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.